Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. Five on five. And once again, folks, the 5-on-5 is sponsored this week by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Over there, you will find formerly with the color experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving their patrons the best cuts, most natural color, and everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. You can find them in the Kmart Plaza right here in Vero Beach, Florida, or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
Excellent. Okay. So the 5-on-5 today, I decided to go with 5 things to protect you.
Ah.
Protections of sorts. Does that sound good?
Talisman?
Well, we'll see. Number 5 is an umbrella on a rainy day.
Big deal here in Florida.
It is a big deal in the summer. You know, it's the rainy season and couple hours every afternoon, it seems. Not every day, but a lot of days.
I recently walked out of an office, and from the office to my car, I was soaked right through to the skin.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, number 4 are military services and those who defend the United States of America.
Absolutely. Thank you all for your service.
Yeah, protection. Number 3, preventative medical practices. Okay, like taking vitamins, exercise, choosing foods that promote health and well-being. Yes, we can say the ones you have to go to the doctor's office for, but preventative ones. What do you think?
I think, you know, and I'll even say it, it's important. This morning I went and had a colonoscopy scheduled because in this day and age, early prevention of things, it can make the difference between life and death, Beth.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it's important.
And it's a protection.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 2, a big brother when a bully is near.
Or even a big sister.
Going back to childhood for that one. Okay. Number 1, spiritual coverings, the prayers of the faithful, guardian angels, relationship with God, whatever you find for your spiritual covering. But it's a little bit of a protection. What do you think? Too heavy?
Can even be a protection from my own mind.
That's absolutely true, isn't that? Okay, so that was the 5-on-5 for today. And, you know, we're going back to this. What are we talking about today? That last one kind of rings a little bit of it. We're asked to do a show on knowing the will of God. So from what I've seen in the lives of those that are truly connected, and from what I've experienced in my own little walk, you don't have to be holy to hang out with God. You know, when you hang out with God, you grow in understanding, and like any other relationship, you get to better anticipate the wants of God, the needs, and yes, even God's will. You get to know it better, just like you would with any other relationship. If you hang out with a dog, you know, you get to know what the dog wants, you know? Not all dogs are created equal. If you hang out with a friend, certain friends like certain things. Let's take, for example, you're going to meet a friend for lunch. What restaurant are you going to go to? Certain friends, you know, want
have
a certain...
preferences.
Yeah, they want a certain restaurant. And that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of folks that I know find it easy to hang out with God in one easy way. So I want to put it out there. Nature. It's almost like you can find oneness with the Creator when you're in the creation.
Well, you say nature, and just prior to the break, I was referencing that lady that had finally succeeded at quieting her mind in meditation, and the end of the story was she was at the beach one day, and she was looking out at the ocean, and for her, she put on some headphones with some whatever the music that had worked for her at the time. And all of a sudden, she realized that it had happened.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking at the...
She got quiet.
Immensity. Is immensity a word?
Mm-hmm.
Enormity? Immensity?
Yeah, both.
Of the ocean.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think it can help people get quiet going into nature if mm-hmm. you're struggling with it. You know, you can go into nature. There's places in Vero Beach I like. I like Young's Park. I like the Lagoon Greenway. You know some of the places I like. I love McKee Gardens. You can go to the beach, but I like to go to a beach where I won't be too bothered. So I like beaches that are not as
populated.
Busy. Yeah. Or times a day when the beach isn't as populated.
But you know, Beth, I know we have friends listening in cities. And there was a time when I worked in Manhattan for some years, and I would find it in the parks.
Yeah.
And not necessarily Central Park, Bryant Park, the park behind the New York Library. You know, there were parks that, you know, I would just be able to connect with it.
Mm-hmm. Even in your own backyard.
Yep.
Or on your own deck if you're in a city, going outside on the deck. Because if you can just get your attention focused on that nature, you will find things that make you connect. Now, Lee knows me pretty well. So there's two things that will rob him of my attention almost immediately.
Yep.
Okay. One is a baby. The other is a bird.
Babies and birds.
It's kind of a funny thing. I see God in both of those things.
And I have come to wait.
Yeah.
I have come through experience know that she'll be back in a moment.
She's just checking in. But that's, you know, that's the thing. I delight in both of those things. And just like romantic couples have a favorite shared item at a restaurant, maybe, or a song, a shared food, a place, a phrase that they say to each other. You know, romantic couples have that. I have that same emotional response with my higher power when I see babies and birds. Mm. I don't know what it is. It just makes me feel delighted. Is that kind of an old-fashioned word? But I can't think of another word that would be delight. Delight is kind of a good word, isn't it?
Yeah, joyful.
Yeah, it is. It's full of joy. And it could be your hookup. So nature could be your hookup. If you're listening and you're saying, I can never feel that hookup spiritually, nature might be your ticket.
Find, you know, where my Diane gets quiet?
Where?
We have a above ground pool, mm-hmm. and she will vacuum it. And when she vacuums it, she's so cute. She's got like goggles and a snorkel, and she's looking down into the water vacuuming it. And that's her meditation.
Yeah.
It's meditative for her. It's quieting. It's connecting.
Right. And, you know, for me, like the birds, when I watch the birds or the butterflies or, you know, the things that I get focused on, it's just, they show up unexpectedly.
Gifts.
Yeah, it's almost like a God kiss, you know, like a little a wink from my higher power. It's like a little love surprise designed to delight me. And I read it as that. And so I receive it as that. And so I respond to it as that.
You recognize it's special.
And so I get more intimate in my relationship with the God of my understanding.
And appreciative.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what? And more practiced.
Yeah, definitely more practiced. But you know, I'll watch these things. I'll watch the birds. I'll watch the babies. I'll watch what delights them. I'll watch what they're looking for. I'll watch where if they're fighting with each other or one's doing this. I can just kind of go there for a second and be like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Flight. Experience them.
Yeah, it's totally like that. Okay, let's see. Another suggestion I'll put on the table to help people increase their relational connection with Source is a little bit old-fashioned. So some of you are going to think it smacks of religion, but I disagree, and I think you should listen through. Okay?
Okay.
Surely some of the people listening to this show today are parents. I know not all of you are. But some of you are parents. And if you're not parents, maybe you're an aunt or an uncle or a mentor to a younger person. With that in mind, I want you to answer this question. You ready?
I'm ready.
Have you ever denied yourself something you want to provide for another? We heard Shade laugh in the other room. And what prompted that? What prompts you to deny yourself something you want so that you can provide for another?
We're back to that L word.
Yeah. What's the L word?
Love.
love. And, you know, I think that this is the premise of, are you ready for the word I've told you? Fasting.
Ah, you've mentioned that before.
Yeah, when you deny yourself something, a food, a creature comfort, or even a behavior, and you do it because you want to honor or increase your relationship with the unseen, I think you'll have amazing results follow.
And, as with so many things we discuss, expand it out, because you mentioned things other than food, but in our workshops, you had said some other examples. Cell phone. Can you sacrifice your cell phone for half a day?
Right.
Half a day. You know, it's...
Right. I said, you know, it's not like a 28-day fast like a Buddhist monk might do or something like that. You know, I'm not asking for that. But cell phones are an issue, especially in the car.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so can you choose to leave it in your purse or in your pocket while you're driving?
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, you may say, okay, that's a form of fasting. Yes, it is, especially if you're doing it to honor your higher power. And then you'll still want to use it. You may try to revamp the rules and say, well, at red lights, I can look at my phone or listen to my mess, you know. But if you stick to your guns and you'll get used to it, you won't crave it like you do before. And the thought of it will come, but it will go. And you will, every time the thought of it comes, you will say, I choose not to do this so that our relationship can grow. God, help me out. You know, help me out. And I can't tell you. But it's your little surprise gift, wink, back to source. Just like I said, me seeing the birds or the babies or whatever it is for you that you love to see. But for God, there's like a food I'm not eating right now. And it's a food that I'm not eating for Bethwee. It's it's something that's okay for me to eat. And it's something that I like to eat. But I'm not eating it on purpose. For our little ministry. And when I see it, or when I want it, I think, oh, Bethwee, God, I give it back to you.
Ah.
You know what I mean? And I don't do it. And it's just a little thing, but it's like winking at God saying, I know that you'll bless the people that are being helped through this ministry. And that's what I do. And it's a form of fasting. It's not a big deal. You're shaking your head, but you're a little bit like, I don't know if I'm on board fully. Are you on board?
Oh, no, I do. I get it.
Yeah?
I get it.
Have you tried it?
It's like a thank you.
Yeah, have you tried it?
I've, not so much in the terms you're speaking, but there are things I have given up because, for a variety of reasons.
Well, try it. Give it up just to improve your conscious contact.
I'm not giving my popcorn
with God.
That would be my wife's first suggestion.
Yeah, give up your popcorn. Well, don't give up your popcorn. No. But give up what it is that you know, it doesn't have to be a food. It can be a behavior. It can be a comfort. It can be whatever it is. But where you say, you know what? Okay, I'm not going to do this.
I'll check in back next week on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like your little love surprise for God. And it works. It works. You know, we're talking today about how do you know the will of God? My response to that question is, you know God better. And as you get to know God better, you're going to automatically know the will because you're going to feel it. It's going to be clear. It's going to be sure. We're going to take a short break and we're going to come back and talk more about this. Thanks for tuning in.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Bethwee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At Bethwee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at Bethwee.com. Check it out today.
Welcome back, folks. Just want to take a moment to mention that we will be continuing our monthly series of workshops this Saturday, July 9th, and the topic this time is Relationships 101. getting along with other people can be tough for those of us who have been through the ringer, you know, but let's look at some proven successful approaches. Let's do it together. Relationships 101, Saturday, July 9th from 2:30 to 4:30, and that's at 520 Royal Palm Boulevard here in Vero Beach, Florida. $20 includes all materials and refreshments, but as always, if that is an obstacle to you, please don't let it be. We always have folks that are willing to put up scholarships to provide for those that have the will but not the means. So hopefully we'll see you this Saturday, July 9th. More information at www.bethwe.com/workshops.
Thanks, Lee. You know, we're talking today about a question that somebody gave us. They said, you know, how do you know the will of God? And, you know, when you're faced with different choices, how do you know? And it's hard. It's hard to know. A lot of it is knowing God and knowing you. And my blog this last week, it's on the Facebook page today, but it's on our website too if you want to go to bethwe.com and just hit Beth's blogs. You know, I mentioned something in there about this kind of thing, and it's about relationship. You know, that's what our workshop's on coming up too. It's about relationship. What does that mean? It's important that you come to know and to trust this higher power. Some of us grew up with really bad information.
Or no information.
Right. And some of the people that I work with have been afraid. They thought that relationship with God was based more on fear than on love. And they thought that God sought to punish more than connect. And that's just not my experience as I opened myself to God. I really think there's a true God out there. I think there's a lot of higher powers. I mean, come on, some of the people listening to my voice right now might be drug addicts or alcoholics. Those things, they're drugs, they're alcohol. That's a higher power to them.
Oh, we're speaking of relationships. Some people have their people up on pedestals.
And they do whatever this person tells them to do. And that's codependency. It's a different kind of addiction, but it is an addiction nonetheless. Most addictions, whether they're gambling, shopping, food, you know, whatever it is you're addicted to, you're treating it as a higher power, and it's calling the shots for you now.
It becomes your primary purpose.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing. Maybe the problem that you're having with not knowing the will of God is that you haven't really opened yourself to the real God, to the creator of this universe. And ask for that. Ask for that real God to reveal itself to you. And that God, it promises, if you seek, you will find. You know, so give it a go. You know, what other ways do people find connection with God? In some instances, people chant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not a chanter, but I've heard of people that chant. Now, I say that, but there have been times where I've rocked. And when I've been really broken, I've gone and sat in a local church in Vero Beach that's usually open during the day, and there's usually nobody in it. And I would go and sit there in one of the pews, and I would just rock, and I would say to God, stay, 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 because I felt like I was going to lose it, and I didn't want to lose it. And I guess that's chanting, in a way, but it was all I could do. It was all I could do. Those were days when I was really broken.
And you found comfort.
Thankfully, they were a long time ago, but I'll tell you what, if I ever got that broken again, I know that helped me. And I can grow from that. Some people sing. Some of us shouldn't, because you'd hear us and you'd say, yeah, you shouldn't sing. But some people sing. You know, I have friends that sing and make up their own songs. Some people dance and move that way. I write. I love to write. And I journal to the higher power every day. Some people are artists. Maybe they paint, or they sculpt, or they make collage. There's so many things they can do. They work with clay. whatever it is.
Or how about our gardeners?
Yeah, some people garden. I think another big way to connect is to help another person. Some of us need the physical one-on-one of seeing something change in front of us. And when we go somewhere where they need help, it matters. I have a friend, Jim D, and he was telling us that he filled in at a food pantry. Mm. A local church in town has a food pantry for the hungry. And one of his friends was going to be out of town and asked if he would fill in his volunteer shift, and he did. It really moved him to see the people coming that just needed food. They just needed help with that. And he was able to reach out and do that, and it affected him. It connected him.
Mm-hmm.
It connected him not only with God, but with the other people that were less privileged than he was.
Well, and if I'm trying to make, I don't know that make room is the right term, but to allow relationship to flourish with the higher power, you know, it's eliminate or getting out of self makes room.
Absolutely. That makes room. Getting out of self. So the helping others, it could even be helping at the Humane Society if that's where your heart is. You know, the dogs and the cats and the animals that don't have a place to be. Whatever it is that speaks to you, you're going to find your relationship with your higher power will grow as you reach out in those areas. Whenever you practice creativity, you are connecting with your source. You know, people say that we were created in the image of God. I think the difference between me and a bald eagle, you know, that wasn't created in the image of God, even though he can fly or whatever. But I have a creative element. My mind can create whatever I can come up with. If I were going to build a nest for me and my family, my nest could be whatever I came up with. Look at all the different kinds of houses we have. Look at all the different kinds of furniture, the different decorations. The people are very different. Bald eagles across the country build the same kind of nest. They might use different products because they're in a different area. But it's an instinctive thing for them. We have this gift of creativity. Get into that and you will find connection with your source.
As opposed to just instinct.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why we say dance, sing, art, write. You know, whatever these things are that show your creative side, go for it.
But, you know, even just find joy. Because I believe when I'm in joy, not in joy, but in joy, I believe that my higher power loves it.
Yeah, radiates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I guess to everybody listening, connection. We're talking about how do you know the will of God? It's a hard question. It's kind of like how do you know the will of somebody you love very deeply? You just know. You just get to know. So don't be afraid. As you come to know God better, you're going to come to know God's will better.
And if you're really suffering, you know what? More often than not, we certainly know what God's will is not.
Right. And you can feel it in your heart. Tap that little place on your chest and say, yeah, I know what she means when she says that. I tap that every once in a while when I know something's right. I just tap right there. How do I know? Boom, boom, it's right there. And as you move forward, you will move into trust. You will start to get a record of responding to that place and knowing that it's right, and you will get to know God's will better. I love the old people that have been married for many years. You know, he grunts and she knows what he means. You know, they don't even have to really talk. It's the same way with God. I remember in my journaling, I started journaling 30 years ago, and when I started journaling, it was very regal almost. It was very. Now it's like, hey, dude, okay, it's not quite like that, but I mean, it's pretty casual. It's
not
pretty
so formal. And
it's not formal at all. It's very casual, and I know God.
The relationship has grown.
Absolutely, and we're closer. and I know what's okay and what's not, and so will you. Thanks for tuning in and listening today. I hope that it helped. Go to our website, bethwe.com. We have a lot of blogs there. We have some tools there that might help you. We're always wanting you to feel closer to your true self, to other people, and to the God of your understanding. We trust there's just this one big God. He knows you. Don't worry about it. Just go forward and trust that it will be easy and it will be there for you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you, Beth. We'll see you all next week.
We'll be here. You lately that I love you. Have I told you there's no